Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Victor, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for the renewal of life. O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read your word in scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 72, Give the King Your Justice of Solomon. Give the King your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the life of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land, on the top of the mountains may it wave, may its fruits be like Lebanon, and may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and Amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 72 is a psalm of prophecy from the figurative king on earth about the real king of all times, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one who has dominion and power over everything today and forever, and whose kingdom is going to come on this earth to establish his righteousness, to deliver the oppressed, the poor, and the needy. He will crush the oppressor, and as we know, he has already defeated the oppressor at the cross. This psalm is a psalm of Solomon from the title, but on verse 20 it says that the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. It is unknown who the author was, if David or Solomon among scholars. It is possible that it was written by Solomon with King David, or that one of them wrote it with the other one in mind. But one thing we know is that David was anointed king, and Solomon became anointed king and was also royal son, just like the Lord Jesus, who is royal son but is also king. This psalm is prophetic in the pictorial way that it was written by the anointed king and the royal son here on earth about the true king and the royal son of all times in eternity. It is the Psalm of Solomon, but it is also the prayers of David. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. In his kingdom, his people will have eternal reverence for him. They will know the fear of the Lord. He will satisfy every soul as the water that showers the earth. In his days, the righteous will flourish. The pictorial kings on earth plead to the faithfulness of the people while the sun and the moon endure into all generations, where the eternal king will enlighten everything and there will be no more darkness. He is the king of those that are weak, the ones that surrender to him and recognize their dependence in him. He is their only hope. The desire of the king on earth will be fulfilled in the eternal king. Long life to the king, as he is eternal. Prayers and blessings made and expressed to him continually. His people will experience abundance and fullness, a name that endures forever. Let's finish this meditation by reading verse 18 through 20 again. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Father, thanks that you are the eternal King, that your kingdom has come through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that your reign is coming down on earth to establish justice and righteousness forever, to comfort the poor, the needy, the weak, and the oppressed. We long for your kingdom. Blessed be your name forever. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come. In the name of Jesus. Amen.